This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods here on a Tuesday, and then after the show, Major Garrett, who's been in studio with us for the past hour, is going to join us for the monthly recording of our Off the Air podcast. We'll get a little beyond the Padres and sports. You never know where that conversation's going to go.
That's extra work that the corporate overlords laid on you, right?
The last one was literally about assisted suicide, so I'm sure today's is going to go to who knows what place. The darkest. I mean, the first one.
Do you need assistance?
I don't. The first one was really funny, and because it was about an embarrassing story for me, I got scammed. Okay. And I told the story. It's kind of a warning, but also like, look at an idiot I am. And then the next one, we just were kind of riffing, and then all of a sudden, was right when Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Okay.
And, you know, he had Parkinson's, and then there was like a thread on Reddit that was not to be believed. He passed away in normal circumstances, right. But it got us going down the path of, hey man, if it's my time and the doctor's like, buddy, you're not recovering.
Right.
You know, what's the.
This is as good as it's going to get.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Right.
We just kind of had the conversation of like, you know, and it just got really dark. And
yeah.
I don't know how it got there, but it did. So today.
I'm so looking forward.
I know.
To
it's going to be great.
I am so looking forward.
Maybe
to
we
this.
Talk about our favorite pets that we lost.
I'm a real weeper.
And the grisly way that they were lost.
Yes,
we could do
good.
That.
Okay,
that's good. But all options are on the table.
18 tissue podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All options are on the table.
Very good.
Yeah.
Major, you have any pets? You ever have a pet person?
I did as a child. But because I've lived mostly in apartments and my work
travel,
schedule,
doesn't mix well.
No, it becomes an act of indulgence as bordering on cruelty, and I can't do that. But in my retired life, when I come back home, which is here, San Diego, we'll have pets.
We can't wait for you to get back here to San Diego.
I can't either, actually. It's the truth be told.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's... You know, this is the greatest city on the planet,
it
no
is.
Question. And I know you're in the
And I will live here the two times when my schedule will be indifferent to traffic. As
yes.
a child and as a retiree.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's lots of traffic. I don't care.
I couldn't live here if I didn't do morning radio. If I just had a 9-to-5, I don't think I could make it. As great
do
as it
is. Do you
is.
Think, and I'm not pushing you any faster than you need to go, but how do you think you will handle retirement? My best friend... Scott just retired at the age of 50.
Wow.
And I just don't know that he's going to continue to stay retired. He says, I think I can do it, you know, because he's planning on just, you know, living a little more affordably. They moved from New York City to Henderson, Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, bought a house there. And,
the south
know,
of Vegas,
like,
yep.
Yeah, you know, don't have kids. So, you know, they've saved up and they're just ready to go. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, I haven't even thought about it yet. I'm turning 50 later this year.
Early.
He's already there. He's playing golf, you know, 3-4 times a
is
week.
Is he bored?
I don't think so, not yet, but I get the sense that, don't you think at some point in the next few years, I just don't know that I could, so I become, could turn it off at age 50.
Look, I mentioned, I just turned 63, so this is a real mental conversation. It's a family conversation. I'm getting nearer and nearer to it. And I've talked to my friends who have retired, and they have one phrase that keeps ringing through my head. You don't retire from something, you retire to something.
Yes.
If you don't have a plan, if you don't have an intentionality about it's going to be more complicated.
Really, it's a great one. It's a great one.
So when I think about retiring, I think about retiring from the day-to-day Washington journalism career. I've lived in D.C. since 1990. I will not stop writing.
Yeah.
I will not stop being probably asked for interviews about things.
Oh, yeah, we didn't tell you. You're going to be
3 days a week.
I'm going to be the intern.
Yeah. I mean, at least 3 days a week.
Call time is 5:15 a.m.
Yeah, okay, 5:15.
Right.
3 days a week. No big deal.
Like you're going to do. You'll be staging.
Staging.
Hey, major.
And you'll text me the food orders and I
yes.
Pay for
yes.
It.
Yes.
And
it'll be really good for your brand.
Yes, it'll help your brand. You know, the funny thing is I always threaten Ben with it all the time. Like, I'm done here pretty soon. I can't do this much longer. But for me, with small kids, it would be the optimum time, too. Because if I could full-time literally just coach Little League and flag football, I don't know that there's a happier version of me that exists. I would be sitting around the house waiting for them to get home, which is pretty much what I do anyway. And then to be able to coach, I would be doing lineups and stats and like this is the time I should retire so that I can be a father to my kids all the time.
Right.
That is my dream job.
Sure.
And I haven't been able to convince my wife to let me be a stay-at-home dad yet. I'm chipping away. I'm chipping away at it. I'm doing a really good job with her out of town. Like, I'm really chipping away at it, but you know, for me, that's the most rewarding thing I do, by far.
No question.
It's not even close, and I love it. I love doing it. So it's like, if I had the money to do it, I love you guys, I'd be gone. I mean, I would be gone right now. There's no question.
Yeah, look, and my kids are all up and out on their own.
Yeah.
My youngest is 25, 28, 30. So they're all up and defining their lives and doing a brilliant job at that work. I missed a lot of it when I was...
Yeah.
I mean, I was heavy White House stuff.
100%.
But I took time out on the road to record books, and I would send the tapes back then.
Oh, that's rad.
And they'd fall asleep listening to my voice on cassette tapes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow. You know, that was one of the ways that I tried to live in both places. That was long before FaceTime.
It
was very...
It's easier now.
It was the basic technology of the time.
Yeah.
But a cassette tape player for me that I put in a FedEx pouch, get it out there. It'll arrive a couple of days
later.
That's
incredible.
Dad's here. Dad's with us. At least we fall asleep. So you do whatever you can to try to bridge those gaps, if the gaps exist. And in my life at that time, they really did. They were heavy.
That's really cool.
My buddy's on his way to the driving range right now.
Is he listening right now?
So not the bored.
The frustrating part for me, of course, is that I've always been slightly, but... you know, better golfer this entire time. In the last, 3 months since he's retired, he's, passing me.
I'm
not going to be able to keep up
because
he has all the time now to practice and play, and I'm here, you know, toiling away at my two jobs, and I'm losing ground fast here.
We all did a round at Ramseal. You're all the very good golfers.
So. I mean, very good is very subjective. I don't think I've played since.
We're going to run that back anytime soon.
We are,
We absolutely should.
All right, Padres against the Mariners. You got to win... got to win one of these two. Otherwise, you're heading to another four-game losing streak, just like you had right before the five-game winning streak. And you don't want to just alternate winning and losing streaks the rest of the season. That's not going to make up any ground. So
I need this to be the last losing streak of
Padres
the season.
Have done a good job the second half of the season, I believe five times now this season, or six times now, where they've lost the first game of the series and then gone on to still win the series and come back and erase that first game for whatever reason, didn't go their way. They've bounced back and done well. And it does usually require some decent starting pitching, which means, it's Dylan Cease's turn to step up tonight for the San Diego Padres. And I still don't understand. I do not understand this version of Dylan Cease, who still strikes out a lot of batters, looks dominant for two or three innings of his outing.
Yeah, like second in Major League Baseball in strikeouts, I think.
He's up there behind, you know, Tarek Skubal, I think, is still leading. But Dylan Cease is certainly having another quality campaign when it comes to swing and miss. He just seems to have that inning that gets away from him two out of three starts, essentially, this year. And I made the point earlier, Major, that I don't think it would have been possible at the beginning of the season. No Joe Musgrove. Yu Darvish isn't going to be available until August. Michael King's going to miss about 3 months in the middle of the season. And Dylan Cease is going to have the worst year of his career. I would say, are the Padres in last place, or did they stay ahead of the Rockies?
Right. I mean, we have that conversation in April. We're all saying we're under 500.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I picked them right at 500. I really did. I picked them at 500.
You thought Michael King would have a good season, and Dylan Cease would have a good season.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
We're scratching 10 games under 500, maybe 7.
Yep.
Out of it.
100%. Giants above us. Yeah. Diamondbacks for sure above us. Yeah. You know, in order to win, you know, and other teams have to lose, right? And the Diamondbacks losing Corbin Burns and not getting off to good starts and all of that factors in to the Padres look at it and they go, all right, now there's a real opportunity here. And they do play their best baseball, sometimes late in games. They play their best baseball late in the season. This has been a trend since Mike Schilt has taken over. And you can't quantify that. Mike Schilt wins 90 games every year, and his teams get better in the second half. I don't know what it is. You can't bottle it. You can't sell it. But it's absolutely been a thing, and you have to just kind of ride that out.
Hey, look, I was kidding earlier. Dylan is obviously a phenomenal pitcher. He has incredible stuff, swing and miss stuff. But I think there is a kind of addiction he falls into on the strikeout. And soft contact, the batter hitting your pitch, is the way to go six innings, way to go seven innings, way to minimize bad innings and be efficient.
Yeah, command is what's been lacking.
A little bit, though, because Dylan Cease has always been a good innings eater, despite being a good strikeout pitcher in his career. Last year we saw him go into the sixth, seventh, even eighth,
but not this year.
Quite regularly, but this year he hasn't been able to combine the two. And I think, for me, and I don't have the numbers specifically on this, other teams are doing a better job spoiling pitches against Dylan.
A lot more foul balls
than I think he used to throw.
And that's very taxing.
It's messing him up, and he gets taxed, and then he gets that second to third time through the order where he's thrown a few more pitches, and all of a sudden, a couple bloops in there, and you know, one bad pitch, and it's a three-run homer, or it's a two-run double, and what looked like a really good start ends up being not so good of a start for Dylan Cease.
Yeah, and you look at him and you see the lightning potential. I mean, you see some of the best hitters in the game look straight up foolish. I mean, look completely overmatched by Dylan. You're like, oh my God, this guy's going to go seven. It's going to be another Nick Pivetta kind of thing where he's just a bulldog. But it doesn't happen. Somewhere in there, things get a little wobbly. When they get wobbly, he does not reassert himself and sort of command the moment.
Yeah, no question. And like the last game he pitched, defense fell apart on him, and he was able to get out of that. You know, let up one run, and I said on the air, I'm like, that's not a guy. Like tonight, if you're Manny and you're Xander and you're Crony and you're Luis and you're Laureano, talk. Like, you've got to make plays behind Dylan Cease or things can get out of control. I just did his numbers, Ben. He's got 137 innings pitched. 137 and two-thirds in 26 starts, average of about 5 2/3 a start, which isn't terrible, but for him, what's he on pace for? He'll get how many more starts?
Probably 5 more starts.
Okay, so he's not going to get 180 innings. No. He's just not. What you need him for. You need him 180.
He has elite stuff, but he does not have elite statistics.
Correct. Correct. And again, it's for him, it's just command.
I think the fastball command in particular.
Yes.
And Mudd points this out a couple of times. You get a heaven account, and hey, 0-2, great. You know, you can put him away, but he'll throw a fastball that's just, not competitive. It's like he tries to get you to bite, but it's 2 feet out of the zone.
Yeah.
And it's just, okay, so now it's ball. Now it's a 2-2 count, and all of a sudden, you're going 5, 6, 7 pitches deep on another hitter. He's got to find, as you, Major, said, a way to get quicker outs, you know, in the first or second pitch, or when he gets ahead of a guy, you got to put him away a little quicker. Get him to know, hey, this pitch could be a strike. It might not be a strike. I've got to be swinging. But they've been laying off those 0-2, 1-2 pitches because they just haven't been tempting enough for the most part this season for Cease.
And you talked about Arise earlier with the impending free agency, right? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing for Dylan Cease. I still, and I will, I'm, this is like the one hill I've died on this year. I still, everyone's like, oh, he's crushing himself in free agency. I don't think he is. Oh. I look, with that stuff that he has, with those gaudy strikeout numbers he will have at the end of the year, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid. I was really encouraged when the trade deadline came and went and he stayed. And I went, oh, this has got to be a little bit of relief. And in fact, I know it was a relief because Paulie and I and Ben, we talked to his girlfriend in the airport and she told us, this is when we went to Philly, she's like, yeah, I mean, we're on a kind of a wreck. We don't know if we're going to be in Boston or New York. It's the last day of June. And we talked to her, and she's like, yeah, I mean, it's all up in the air. We don't know where we're going. And I thought once it came and went, okay, I can relax a little bit. Now I got to go pitch for my money. I'm going to get paid next year.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to absolutely eat in the second half, and he did. He did in that first start after. He was nasty, and you know, that's what we need from him is that like, I got to take this thing over.
So where
right
do you
now.
Slot him in the playoff rotation?
Third. Or no, depends on, I mean, on a, maybe first. Get out of the way. I really don't know. And you go attack bullpen with a very short leash.
I mean, it all depends on,
on who you're playing, where
Darvish
you're playing.
Darvish and King. How much did you have to win? Did it come down to the final game of the regular season to get to wherever you're
at? Because if you're in a five-game series and you lose the first two games, that's not my guy in game three. I got to hold something back, but I can't go into... You know, I would hate to not pitch Nicky P, right?
Right, you got to. Yeah,
obviously, you have to. Nicky P is probably my game one starter.
Yes.
Do you have to throw your best starter game one?
Yeah.
Do you have to?
Yeah.
You do.
Do you?
Especially in a short series.
Okay.
I just don't know. If Michael King comes back and looks like Michael King, he
then
might be
he
your
may
one.
Be your one.
I go
Pavetta,
you know, King, Pavetta, Darvish. And then I it's probably too much. Too out of the box, but I like the idea of Wandy opener, and then give me 3 to 4 innings of Dylan Cease at max effort, and then take him out for the bullpen in like your game four of a series. Is that too much? You know, would they actually do that with Dylan Cease, who was supposed to be an ace, and turn him into more of a bullpen, you know, innings of bulk guy out of the bullpen after an opener? That would be weird, but... Based on what he's done this season, which means he's dominated the first time through, if you can get through an opener with one of your bullpen guys, whether it's Wandy against some lefties, did it against the Dodgers, give him 5 outs, then give Dylan the bottom of the order, and then all the way through the order one more time, so like 3 to 4 innings, you could get to the 6th and turn things over to your bullpen without maybe even giving up any runs at all. And, I mean, isn't that the best-case scenario in the playoffs? But you give Dylan the top of the order twice... Feels like they're going to get him that second time around.
Yeah, that reads right to me. That does.
It does read right. I mean, and again, like, he's just going to be, and I think it last year, you know, him volunteering or them asking him to go on 3 days rest, and it just didn't go well.
No.
I mean, it just didn't go well. That's a really,
Kirsten
really tough
says one. Nestor Cortes could get a start in the postseason. I see Nestor Cortes as being your... I see
or
him being as a bulk guy as well.
Sure.
If you get a short start out of a righty... You know, hey, Yu Darvish may only be solid. You know, he starts looking shaky in the 3rd or 4th inning. You got a Nestor Cortes for 2-3 innings, and that gets you to your bullpen at the end of the game as well.
It's like Angelo says, and this is why I say, do you have to start your number one starter in game one? If it's here in San Diego, Dylan Cease could get the ball. If it's anywhere else, absolutely not, right? I mean, you have to look at the splits. His splits are pretty nuts. So Nick Pavetta pitches obviously way better at Petco Park. So all this has to be taken into account. There's really no wrong answers. If everybody is healthy and firing like they're supposed to be, there's no wrong answers. You're good. Your bullpen's elite. It's attack. You can shorten games like a madman, and you can burn. You're going to burn through those guys in the postseason because that's what you do.
So, do we? You're much closer to this than I am. Do we think there is any possibility, even a slight microscopic possibility, that Musgrove does anything in the playoffs?
I do.
1%. At least.
I think more than that.
No, I'm saying, non-zero.
Yeah.
Non-zero.
There's absolutely a chance.
Here's my prediction. If Joe Musgrove proves that he's healthy enough to come back and throw one inning.
Just one.
Yeah.
Yuki Matsui is not necessary on a postseason roster.
Yeah.
He will be shut down with whatever ailment they can come up with, and Joe Musgrove will get that last spot, and you can use that at Petco Park. You bring in Joe Musgrove,
the place
at
goes
any
nuts.
Point,
the place goes
you
nuts.
Can change the entire electricity of a series.
The place goes absolutely
with that,
bonkers.
With that moment. It's a card that I think Mike Schilt can have in his
deck. I got Schilt thinking about it.
I just did.
I mean,
can you imagine that walk-in?
Yeah.
That walk-in?
Yeah.
I'd love it.
It doesn't even have to be in a high leverage situation.
No.
It's when your team and your stadium needs an emotional boost.
Yeah.
And that could carry over
that
for the rest
of the
series.
That outfield fence opens up and freaking Joe Musgrove comes
through. Joe comes in. I love it. The place would go absolutely
bonkers. It's Major League when Rick Vaughn comes in and, you know, out of the relief. I mean, the place goes absolutely insane. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We still have our Rindle Report headlines to get to. Heading toward 10 o'clock, Major Garrett in studio. Don't go away. Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. That's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I've actually been a little bit jealous of Woods. Just wrapped up his season-long picks competition in golf.
Yes,
which
my
is
pick dynasty.
You wouldn't think that Woods would be obsessed with the PGA Tour.
Obsessed with it.
But every week, all year long, he has to pick a different golfer. So once you've used that golfer once, he's out.
Yes.
And he's in a pool with a lot of people.
Hundreds of people.
And Woods made it all the way to the end, finished, what, top five?
Big top five.
Won the playoff. You had not Tommy Fleetwood, but you had Scotty Scheffler.
Yes.
And you saved him until the end.
Yep.
Great strategy. And have done really well. But, it was very interesting to see what happened at the end of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So Tommy Fleetwood winning the FedEx Cup championship. Everyone loves Tommy Fleetwood.
Everyone loves Tommy Fleetwood.
I don't know. In my time, I've seen some beloved athletes. Like Tony Gwynn is the most beloved athlete I've ever met. Tommy Fleetwood on the PGA Tour gets to those levels. Like everybody on the PGA Tour just thinks he's the greatest guy, nicest guy, and they all felt like so bad for him that he has come so close to winning so many times and then finally comes through and wins the entire title at the end, which was kind of crazy.
How much did he win?
Well, $10 million.
Yeah, just for the tournament, just $10 million and the FedEx Cup bonus.
What's that? He won the FedEx
Cup. Tour Championship. And the winner of that Tour Championship is the FedEx Cup winner. Now, that's because they changed the rules, though.
Right.
Because at the start of the year, you were going to have the staggered start. So right. Scottie Scheffler would have started at 10 under, and then whoever was second, Rory, whoever would have been at 8 under, and it would have gone down. Had they had the old rules, Scottie would have beaten Tommy Fleetwood by one.
Wow.
Which probably would have been the most heartbreaking result that you could have imagined for Tommy, that he actually wins the tournament, but doesn't really win the tournament because he started too far behind Scottie Scheffler.
I was blown away when I saw, when it was over, he was hugging this grown man. And he was hugging this dude, and I went, oh, it's got to be his brother. They're like, and that's Tommy Fleetwood's stepson. I went, well, he's like 35. So I ran to my computer. Tommy Fleetwood's stepson. He's got two stepsons. He's a stepdad. His wife is 23 years his senior, and they've been married forever, and his stepsons and him are super, super tight. The kid was crying. He's like, oh, you're all right, you're all right. I mean, he is just the greatest dude on the planet. And I loved his press conference. He goes, it's all about being a good person first and being a good golfer second. And I just was like, man, I know that we all love the killer, you know, the Michael Jordan, the Tiger. We love that. We absolutely love those killers. I also am a big fan of guys like Tommy Fleetwood. I'm a huge fan of those guys.
And Tommy always took the second place finishes in stride.
Such grace.
Look, I put myself in a position to win.
That's it.
And don't you think Jordan Spieth would like to be in a conversation where he's putting himself in a position to win?
100%.
And he's not.
Not at all.
This phenom, this absolute
The
Jack
next
Nicklaus,
big thing.
Next Tiger, hasn't been competitive in years.
Yep.
And Tommy's like, I put myself in a position to win. It didn't work out. Someday it will, but the most important thing is I put myself in a position to win.
The guy that was going to win the league had him, and I didn't. I had, who was my last pick, Benny?
You picked Robert McIntyre.
Robert McIntyre,
right.
Who finished fine. But this guy's going to beat me. He's going to win a lot of the money. And I'm like, I'm rooting for Tommy Fleetwood.
Sure.
That's how happy
so
I was.
So it illustrates what Major is saying, though. Illustrates something that we have done as sports fans for a very long time in this country. And that is, we're much harder on the person or team that finishes second than the one that does a decent job, finishes sixth, and we don't think about them. But we really hold feet to the fire when someone keeps finishing second.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and which is wrong. You still beat everybody else. Second's better than everybody else, but somehow we have turned it into this,
loser.
Like this mark of shame.
The first loser.
You're the first loser. You're the second. Doesn't matter what you finished. You finished second. Well, no, honestly, that means he's done really, really well by finishing second. The team that didn't win the World Series. Yeah, they finished second, though.
Won a pennant. Great job.
30 teams won a pennant.
Yeah.
Think about Jack Nicklaus. 17 major championships, 19 second place finishes.
Bananas.
Can you believe that?
I can't.
Can you believe
that? It's staggering.
19
and
champions. Second place finishes. I don't think he was bummed out. I mean, I'm sure he wanted to win, but look, that's how you win 17, by finishing second 19 times.
That's right. That's right.
Being good enough to be that competitive, that relentlessly.
No, and it's funny. I'm wildly disappointed that the golf season is over.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, we got Ryder Cup,
of course, which is brilliant. Everyone's excited for football season. I'm lamenting the end of the golf regular season.
Tomorrow, actually, is the day that Keegan Bradley makes his choices for the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
The captain's picks, and the big, obviously, decision is whether he chooses himself. Because he did not qualify, but he has been one of the better golfers this year and certainly could choose himself. I think he's probably feeling very torn about it,
no doubt. Paulie, you have the story that you texted us yesterday for the Rondo Report, yeah? The schedule? Is it today?
It's supposed to come out today, but
they have not released
the new schedules yet.
That was just a report. Somebody thought they heard it.
Okay.
The next year's schedule comes out
today. But the rumor is the baseball schedule comes out today for 2026.
Is that right?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Last year it came out like July 18th. So they've been like slacking this year. It's usually like the end of July, early August.
Well, I hope they're working, using that time to do a better job.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm fully on
board. Take all
the
time you need, folks.
That's
because
true.
What you produced this year, not sufficient.
Not sufficient at all, especially when it
comes suboptimal.
Yeah, Padres Dodgers. Like what? It didn't make any sense.
Four series is fine. Spread them out a little bit.
Spread them out. April, twice in two weeks,
and that was it. The entire year.
It'd be like April, June, July or August, and then September.
Yeah. Make it interesting. Make
but
it
you're
count.
Also trying to minimize travel, and you're not, you know, trying to send people back and forth across the country just so you play the Dodgers, you know, an appropriate amount of time in between the two series.
Last year, we clinched a playoff spot against the Dodgers.
Yes.
Turned the triple play. It was awesome. Now imagine playing the Dodgers in a three-game series in the last week of the season for the division.
For the division.
Right.
Forget it. You'd have to knock me out. I think, yeah, because I wanted to plan our Ben and Woods road trips next year live on the air because, you know, I haven't traveled enough in 2025.
No,
I got to get back on the horse.
Well, if it does, in fact, come out today, we can kill a segment tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
So we will come back, though. Paulie's got his Around the Report headlines, everything that we missed on this program today. We'll wrap things up with Major Garrett. All coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I want to get quickly, before we get to the Rondo Report, Major's thoughts on how you opened the show and your story about Trevor Hoffman.
Oh, yesterday. I don't know if he heard it.
I didn't. Did you? You didn't hear it. Reset this quickly.
Which part?
Well, I just want to know what he thinks about the Lifetime membership.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I went to a gym that I've frequented for many, many years. And when
yes.
I first started in radio 15 years ago here in San Diego, we were called. We wanted, the new gym was opening up, and they called us in, wanted us to help with marketing. And they said, we'd like to offer all of you guys a lifetime membership to our gym. Lifetime. And I said, well, that's incredible. And I went in yesterday, and I walked into the gym, and I checked in like I normally do. But I had my headphones in. It just did the green beep, and I saw the green pop up, put it in my lock, put my keys in my locker, and I go, oh, look who's here, Trevor Hoffman. So
whoa.
I start shooting the breeze with Hoffy. And I go over to the rowing machine to get the heart rate up. And I clip in one foot, I clip in the other foot, I grab the thing, and I'm ready to go. And as I start to pull back, the guy standing in front of me goes, are you Stephen Woods? And I said, yes. He goes, could you come with me, sir? And I said, sure. What do you need? And I walk up, and he goes, we have a problem with your account. And I'm like, well, I mean, I have a lifetime membership. What kind of problems could you possibly have? And he said, that's...
don't you know who I am?
Yeah. He said, that's expired. And I said, but I haven't expired. So I'm still here.
See, what? I'm the lifetime part of the lifetime membership.
And I was so embarrassed. And Hoffy, like, looks over, and they're calling me to the front desk, you know? Right. And I'm like, in Hoffy's mind, he's like, damn, dude, what's he... Needs a little something for the effort here. Like, I mean, how much is the gym membership?
I didn't know you were so stretched, bro.
$10 a month, maybe, right?
Hey, guys, Trevor Hoffman here. I'll sponsor this guy's membership.
So they call me up, and the girl's like, yeah, it's over. And I'm like, how are you going to call something a lifetime membership, and I'm here, and I'm still alive, and I'm ready to work out, and you banged it from me, and I don't know what to do. So then she pulls out the menu. And I was like, I just wanted to work out. She goes, I'll tell you what, I'll cover this one today. Day pass is usually $15, and I'll cover this one. I'll have you as my guest, and then you know if you're inclined, you come back in. We can sit down and go over the other memberships. And I'm just
so I'm it's over.
So more, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. I'm mortified.
So there are new corporate overlords of this gym
that aren't honoring the previous commitments of the original owners is
and
what I'm
like,
thinking.
15 years is basically
it's life. A long enough.
That's right.
And this is possible because this happened to me actually at Channel 10. It could just be a technical glitch. So we installed like a key card system about 15 years ago. And, you know, most employees come and go every 2 or 3 years. You don't stay on TV forever. But I've been there forever. And one day, about a year and a half ago, my key card wouldn't let me in. It was like, oh, and I was like a little worried. Like, why is that? And they said,
oh boy, bring your playbook.
Well, when we assign the key cards, we just put like an expiration date of like 15 years in the future for everyone.
Right.
And yours actually just hit. So maybe they just kind of put a random, like thinking, oh, well, just put 15 years on here. That should be enough for a lifetime membership and didn't realize.
Don't tell me that Trevor Hoffman is not a lifetime member.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And deservedly so. Deservedly
right.
so.
Exactly.
Don't misread me.
Way
Trevor.
More important than me for sure. But I just was like, oh, yeah. Imagine Hoffy going up, hey, it's okay, guys. He's a friend of mine. Just let him fly. He's good. He's good. I'll vouch for him. I was.
Now, you know Hoffy from fantasy camp.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, just from interviewing him over the years and being at camp with him, he is an A-plus human being.
Can't wait. I will be a camper for the very first time.
I cannot wait for this, man. It's going to be elite.
All right, let's
by the way, you have to do radio with us every day that we're there, just so you know.
It's part of the deal.
Yes, right.
Yeah, let's check traffic
from the trainer's table.
That's right. And then Paulie will get us some headlines for the Rindle Report to wrap things up next.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Tuesday, gentlemen. Major, welcome to the Rindle Report.
I'm so happy to be here.
Just a couple of stories that we haven't gotten to yet today. Going to start off in Major League Baseball. Babe Ruth was in the news yesterday.
I saw this. Well, this is amazing.
Not Babe, but George Ruth.
George Herman Ruth.
Yeah.
In the news yesterday, and he was charged with 91 counts. Against him, we're not talking about Babe Ruth. No, we're talking about a 69-year-old man from Morristown, Tennessee, whose legal name is George Herman Ruth.
Yep.
And he has been using the names of hundreds of dead former professional baseball players to make fake and phony claims for payouts in class action settlements.
Bananas. George Herman Ruth, the babe.
Yeah, it says here, George Herman Ruth is charged with mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, fraudulent use of Social Security numbers, money laundering, making false statements to his probation officer, and possessing firearms after having previously been convicted of felonies.
So, he's just going through like Baseball Reference and finding old names. Yes, I am Mr. Blue, Mr. Vita Blue. Right.
Yes, it's me, Mr. Moonlight Graham.
Yes, I did. I did own a Volvo in 2007, and you owe me $172 in this lawsuit.
So it's all class action. It's all class action.
It's just a class action
lawsuit. I
believe
so. All of it. Yeah.
I'm Kilvio Varus.
It is I saw it yesterday. I go, George Herman Ruth. I mean, kudos to his parents for
sense of humor.
Yeah, sense of humor.
Says here, he obtained or attempted to obtain more than $500,000 through this scheme. He was seeking out payouts in lawsuit settlements that ranged from contact lens pricing allegations to claims of racial discrimination.
I did live at Camp Lejeune in the 1970s, right. So yes,
he opened over a dozen P.O. boxes in cities throughout Tennessee for
himself. Seems like a lot of work. Just get a job. Just get a regular job.
Like the length that some people will go to avoid work, the work that they will do to avoid working insane.
It says here, I'm reading, the indictment does not have the list of every retired former player that he's used.
Yeah.
It just says, it describes some of them. Some players played for teams like the Philadelphia Athletics, the St. Louis Browns, and the Kansas City Packers. So I'm thinking he had to go back in the archives.
One of my favorite Leo DiCaprio movies, Catch Me If You Can.
Brilliant. Man.
The amount of work that he had to do just to avoid
the whole movie.
You know, living a legitimate life.
He could have gone to pilot school and learned how to fly. Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah. Smart enough, medical school. Whatever he wanted.
That whole movie makes my stomach turn. The whole movie. I'm like, how do you do this? How do you cash those forged checks? Like, it makes me sick. I don't have the stomach for crime anymore at all. That's a good story. I love that one.
We'll move on here. The NCAA announced a partnership with Venmo. And first thing I thought of was, you guys remember the story from like a week or two ago? The college quarterback at Oklahoma, who everybody had gone through his Venmo history and saw that he was... Now, he claims it was an inside joke. You can choose to believe whatever you want. But the Venmo payments were USC versus UCLA bets.
Gambling money.
Sports
gambling.
Sports gambling. Sports gambling.
Yes.
USC versus UCLA. Now, he claims, I didn't bet when I was a college athlete. Of course, I would never do that. It was an inside joke. You guys all don't get it. That story kind of just died off. This is not connected to that, though. This is the NCAA and Venmo announced a partnership, I believe this morning it was official, and it's aimed at combating bullying and people looking into these kids for requesting them for money, you know, unsolicited.
Scammers,
all of that. And so it's going to feature a dedicated hotline for all college athletes that can report abuse or harassment. Hey, this guy keeps requesting $100.
I'm not just parlay.
Right. I lost
blames
in this parlay.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It says an education on account security, increased monitoring of their accounts. So I think this is going to be ultimately a good idea for college athletes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Because you should be able to Venmo your buddies for lunch or coffee or whatever and not have to worry about, again, some guy.
Just go and make everything private on your Venmo. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, just make your Venmo private. But, it's always the guy with the $5 parlay that ends up in the, San Francisco Giants pitcher DMs telling him he wants him to die.
Could have won me $200.
Like. And look, this is what every sports league, the NCAA included, but Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, has to reconcile itself to. You all went on online gaming for more fan engagement.
Correct.
This
you got it.
This is the downside, the inevitable, predictable downside of quote-unquote fan engagement. It is not engagement anymore. It is borderline harassment.
It is harassment. Yeah, no question. I can't imagine writing an athlete about a parlay that he lost me. I just can't.
Or even worse, the athlete's wife
it's terrible.
Child or something.
Awful.
It's pretty out of control right now. And then finally, I just got some funny audio. Thought I'd play it here. There was a TikTok that went viral of a woman who had a dermatology appointment, and she got a call back. She missed the call, went to voicemail from the dermatology office, and she was diagnosed with, they found a bacteria. It's called Pantoa. And you know when you have like a long word, you're going to try to describe, maybe spell it out phonetically or whatever, and maybe use, you know, alpha, bravo, A is an apple.
I'm bad at that.
Stuff like that.
I'm really bad at it.
Just use the, you know, the NATO alphabet.
I can't do that either. I don't know.
Zulu, Charlie, Bravo, Echo, Tango.
Yeah, exactly.
A for apple, Emerson, Mary.
Well, then if you weren't very good, you might have actually fit in very well.
Yeah.
You know. You might have fit in pretty well with this dermatology office. Let me pull up the voicemail here. Just take a listen to this. The internet found this to be very funny.
Hey, Haley. This is Kat with Babcock Dermatology. I was giving you a call to go over that bacteria culture that we did here in clinic the other day. So the bacteria came back, or the culture came back with a big bacteria called Pantoia species. And that is spelled P as in pork.
They're laughing.
You can hear her coworkers laughing.
She's dying.
Sorry. A as in apple, N as in new. I'm so sorry. Okay. T as in orange.
At this point, you're like, what the hell do I have again?
P as in pork, A as in apple.
Pantoia species, and that is spelled P as in pork.
That sounds like something that might be on my mind.
How do you think she got the bacterial things from the pork that she ate? Raw pork.
Oh,
I am crying. Wow. Yes. Why didn't we open the show with that? That's like the greatest audio I've heard in years. Just spell it. P-A-P-L-O, whatever. Oh, my God.
I mean, if we did, like, we could do one an alphabet of Ben. P as in...
Petco pork. Pound Town.
Pound Town. P is in Pound Town.
I'm pretty sure I have enough Venn drops I could do the whole alphabet.
We'll look forward to that then tomorrow. Major, thank you for coming in studio.
Always
with us.
A pleasure, gentlemen.
We're going to record off the air.
Always
Braden's coming up next live here for Paulie Reindl, Stephen Woods. I'm
Write
Ben
it
Higgins.
Down. It's a victory tonight.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.